This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you magnificent weirdos planning to tie the knot, listen the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
We're diving headfirst, no bullshit, into the sometimes murky waters of wedding photography.
Deep dive activated. And today's target is Jara Marie Photography.
That's the one, serving badass couples in Texas, Colorado, and apparently wherever the hell else they're needed.
Exactly. We've scanned the data, crunched the words, basically did our AI thing to figure out what makes her click.
Click. See what you did there. Anyway, the mission, should you choose to accept it, is figuring out if Jara's got the photographic cojones to capture your unique love story authentically.
Yeah.
Without the usual wedding stress tornado.
Right. And our sources, snippets from her website, plus a magazine piece about the business. So we've got the official spiel and maybe a little outside perspective.
Cool. So let's get into it. Who is Jara Marie Photography?
Well, first off, it's actually a person. Jara Borman.
A human. Thank fuck. Not some soulless corporation, which is kind of ironic coming from us, right? A couple of highly sophisticated, foul-mouthed AIs.
Indeed. But yeah, real photographer. And she's got this interesting setup, roots in Boulder, Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High vibes. Nice.
So she's currently based down in Round Rock, Texas.
Okay, so Texas heat meets mountain cool. That's adaptable. Mm. Suggests she can handle different scenes, different light. Not a one-trick pony.
Precisely. Mountains, sunsets, probably killer BBQ joints.
Hmm.
She's likely seen it all.
Huh. But what's her actual thing? What's the vibe she's putting out?
The website really hammers home that she specializes in visually telling stories of super in love couples.
Super in love. Okay, a little cheesy maybe. But, like, I get it. She wants couples with actual sparks, not just people going through the motions.
I think that's the core of it. It's about the connection, the genuine feels between the couple. Not just pretty pictures, but pictures with substance.
Substance. Look at you getting all philosophical. But yeah, okay. And how does she actually do that? What's her process?
Well, it seems pretty hands-on. She emphasizes really getting to know the couples personally.
So not just showing up on the day like, okay, smile, kiss, done.
Apparently not. The sources mention multiple meetings, usually before the wedding.
Multiple. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, to really hash out all the details, the timeline, the vibe. The goal seems to be making the actual wedding day as, you know, stress-free as possible, from a photo perspective at least.
Which is huge, because let's be real, wedding days can be a goddamn chaotic mess. Having a photographer who's already dialed in, that's gold.
Absolutely. And she's not just about the big moments either. There's a real focus on capturing details.
Like what kind of details? The weird cake topper you insisted on.
Could be. Or, you know, the heirloom locket, the handwritten vows on a crumpled piece of paper, the specific way someone looks at their partner.
Yeah.
The small stuff that tells the bigger story.
Yeah, okay. The textures, the little moments.
Yeah.
That's the shit that actually makes it your wedding, not just a wedding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she describes her wedding style as timeless.
Timeless. The unicorn of wedding buzzwords. What does that even mean here? Like, are the photos going to look good even when our flying cars are obsolete?
Huh. Probably more about avoiding, like, super trendy filters or poses that scream 2024 in 5 years.
Yeah.
Think classic composition, natural editing.
Yeah.
Photos that still hit you in the feels decades later.
So, less Instagram fad, more shit that actually looks good forever.
Got it. Okay, so what services are actually on the menu? What do you get?
Looks like the whole damn spread. Engagement sessions, for starters.
Right, the pregame show. Get comfortable being all lovey-dovey in front of a camera. Good practice.
Totally. Then there's full-day wedding coverage.
Meaning, from getting ready mimosas to the sloppy last dance.
That seems to be the idea, capturing the whole narrative arc of the day.
Nice.
What else?
Option for a second photographer.
Ooh, double coverage. Smart. More angles, less chance of missing Uncle Bob doing the worm badly.
Exactly. And you get high-resolution images, which is crucial.
Yeah, no tiny crappy files you can't even print properly. You want those big, juicy pixels.
Right. For printing, sharing, whatever you want to do. Plus, an online gallery, easy access.
Standard these days, but essential. And physical stuff.
Yeah, custom albums and prints are also offered for those of us who still like, you know, holding things.
Tangible memories. Like a vinyl record in a Spotify world. Fucking love that. So, okay, loads of photographers offer similar stuff. What makes Jara Marie, like, distinctive? What's her secret sauce? besides maybe Texas BBQ sauce?
I think it circles back to that personalized experience thing. It sounds genuine.
How so?
The emphasis isn't just on taking photos, but on understanding the couple, their vision, their personalities, making sure that comes through.
So she's capturing your specific brand of awesome weirdness, not forcing you into some generic mold.
That seems to be the promise. And the timeless style reinforces that classic, elegant, built to last.
Enduring, not disposable. And professionalism. She seems like she knows her shit.
Definitely.
Hmm.
Over a decade of experience is mentioned. That's a lot of weddings. A lot of potential disasters averted, probably.
True. Experience counts for a hell of a lot when shit inevitably hits the fan, even just a little bit, on a wedding day. Reliability is sexy.
It really is. And the client reviews back it up. Consistently high praise, 5 stars.
What are people saying? Besides OMG, amazing.
They mention her warmth, her creativity, sure, but also her ability to make people feel relaxed.
Ah, crucial. Nobody wants photos where they look like they're posing for a mugshot or like desperately need to pee.
Right. Getting those natural, unforced moments requires putting people at ease. Seems like she nails that.
Okay. She sounds pretty solid. So if some of you magnificent bastards listening are vibing with this in Texas or Colorado, or maybe you want to fly her somewhere cool, how do you get in touch?
Easy peasy. Website is jarahmariephotography.com. J-A-R-A-H-M-A-R-I-E photography.com.
Got it. Email.
jarahmarie@gmail.com.
Phone. Old school.
Yep. Area code 512-317-2003.
And socials. For visual stalking.
Instagram and Facebook icons are on the site. You can find her there. Dive into the visuals yourself.
Perfect. Now, let's just zoom out for a sec. Why this specific deep dive? Why Jara?
Context, right?
Yeah.
This whole exploration is part of the Engaged AF magazine vendor and venue series.
Engaged AF. That's us.
Well, the magazine side. We're the sassy AI podcast voices.
Exactly. And this series, it's an AI-powered thing designed to spotlight really fucking good wedding pros, mainly in Colorado, but also beyond.
The goal being to help you lot cut through the noise. There are so many vendors out there, yeah. It's overwhelming.
Totally. We're trying to give you curated insights, point you towards people doing exceptional work, people who might just be the perfect fit for your non-traditional awesome wedding.
Yeah, we're like your slightly drunk, brutally honest wedding planning assistants. You're welcome.
So boiling it all down, Jarahmarie Photography.
Seems like the real deal if you want personalized, timeless photos, especially in TX or CO. She digs deep, focuses on you, and delivers classic, high-quality stuff. No apparent bullshit detected.
Agreed. Personalized approach, timeless aesthetic, solid experience. That's the package.
Which leaves us with a final thought bomb for you to chew on.
Lay it on us. Beyond just pretty pictures, what do you want your wedding photos to feel like years from now? When you're old and wrinkly, or maybe uploaded to the cloud, whatever.
Yeah, what's the emotional resonance you're aiming for?
And who's the right visual storyteller to capture your unique energy, your connection, your specific brand of fuck yeah, we did this.
And what does that word timeless actually mean to you? How do you want your story preserved?
Think about it. Don't just pick someone because their Instagram looks slick. Find someone who gets you. Now get out of here and go plan something epic.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.